they can't.
Aiden!
The scooters like flying carpet.
Whee!
Mom! Mom!
Oh my God! Aiden, stay away. Come here, baby. Come to Mummy.
Asian girl, aged about 16. Beaten around the face and then stabbed to death.
Missing persons?
Nothing reported.
I don't recognise the uniform.
Lady Margaret Secondary. All girls. Selective. Ofsted outstanding.
Cat's mentioned it for Alice. Is it in Warbury?
Yeah.
So what's she doing in Morley Park? A.K.A. the cesspit of Manchester.
CSI reckon she was killed indoors somewhere. Body was dumped about a day ago.
What else?
Fisher said he'd know more later.
Don't tell me. He's pissed off to Pilates.
I think he wants some quality time with the body.
Quality? Who's got time for that? What's behind that wall?
Pub. Think funeral parlour, not gastro. And there's a school, Ashmount Primary, on the other side.
How's the kid on the scooter?
Playing shoot-up games on Tanner's phone. He seems all right, but his mum's in bits.
Buy her a cup of tea.
I have done.
16, eh?
Yeah.
That's a lot of life cut short.
Packed in there. Two camera crews. Local reporters can't get a seat. Anyway, they're ready for you.
Let them wait.
Come on, it's your big moment. Hey, maybe you should put some makeup on.
If I need any, I'll know to borrow yours.
No ID from house to house.
Hardly surprising. Those flats aren't what you'd call ethnically diverse. Question is, how did she get there? Is the park definitely locked at night?
That's what the parkie said.
What's his alibi like?
Solid as a rock. Uniforms have interviewed everyone from the old man's pub and the local primary school. Not a sausage.
Talk to them all again.
Oh, we've had a note from community liaison.
Who?
Given the victim's heritage, we would hope DCI Stone appreciates the need to approach this investigation with a degree of sensitivity.
Is someone getting paid to mess with my blood pressure?
Don't shoot the messenger.
Where the hell's the sensitivity in murder? Come on. Are they still excavating the surrounding area?
Yeah.
Anything?
A rusty old chopper bike and a couple of rats, also deceased.
So I'm walking into the lion's den with Sweet F.A.
Mm-hmm. Daniel managed it. I'm sure you'll be all right.
We might have an ID.
Mr. Akhtar, Mrs. Akhtar, the attendant will take you and your daughter through to the body.
My dad's been praying it's not her. We all have.
I understand. D.S. Kelly and I will wait here for you. Take your time.
I can never imagine what this moment feels like.
There's your answer.
I can't take it in. I mean, my baby sister. This can't have happened, not to her. Can we do this later?
Miss Akhtar, I need to find out who did this to Aisha. There's only a few questions for now, it won't take long.
They've lost their little girl.
It's okay. It's okay, what do you need?
There's no sign of Aisha's mobile, so would you be able to provide us with a list of her friends and acquaintances?
Tum kar sakti ho?
Yes, I know her friends. Main sari ladkiyon ko janti hoon schools.
Mum understands English and speaks enough to get by, but she can't express herself brilliantly.
It's not a problem.
Aisha was a good girl.
Had she come into contact with anyone new recently? A friend, family member?
Mum?
No, I'm sorry, I don't know.
Were you close to your sister?
Yeah. I mean, there's 10 years between us. She always said I was like another mum to her. But I live in town, but I pop round to the house most days.
Why wasn't Aisha reported missing?
School's the other side of the city. Getting there can be a nightmare, so she stays at her friend's.
Lucy's house?
A couple of nights a week. The parents are lovely. They treat her like their own.
So you assumed she was there?
She texted us.
Can I see the message?
Of course. Dad.
Hello.
The school didn't report her absence. We thought everything was normal. But when she didn't come back last night...
I got worried. Went round to that girl's house.
She hadn't been there. And then we watched the news.
Come in.
Boss, sorry, they're expecting a statement.
On my way. I'll visit you at home tomorrow. In the meantime, if there's anything you need...
Just talk to me.
I'm going to find the bastard who did this.
No, Mr. Akhtar. That's my job.
Well?
Not sure. Maybe the father doth protest too much.
Reckon?
Check him out. And tell the school we'll be there first thing. I can confirm the body found in Morley Park this morning has been identified as 16-year-old Aisha Akhtar from Fallowfield. Aisha was last seen leaving school on Tuesday afternoon. We believe that she was killed between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. that day, and that her body was transported to the park later that evening. Aisha was a promising pupil, well-liked and had a bright future. Someone out there knows what happened to her. Please get in touch with us if you have any information. Anything at all that might help.
Questions from the floor.
Was the victim sexually assaulted?
We're still waiting for the final forensic report.
Any evidence to suggest that Aisha was being groomed?
Nothing so far.
There are rumours that a local gang might have been...
I don't comment on rumours.
DCI Stone, do you have any suspects?
Not at liberty to say. Still early days.
Has the local community been forthcoming?
Sorry, I don't follow.
I meant specifically the Pakistani community.
My officers haven't experienced any obstructions to their inquiries.
We should move on.
An innocent girl's been murdered. I'd like to think that any right-minded person out there would want to help find her killer. You're late.
5 minutes? I've been in the office sat in front of the CCTV all night.
Excuses, excuses.
This is like being married again.
Don't be stupid. I'm much better looking than your wife.
Ex-wife. Nice building.
Late 19th century. One of the oldest girls' schools in the county.
If I'd come somewhere like this, I might have made something of myself.
The teachers, not miracle workers. So, did you find anything?
No. Last confirmed sighting of Aisha was 2 roads away from here. She left the chemistry block, then walked out the side entrance. Home's in the opposite direction, as is Lucy's house, so she wasn't heading there.
And the family?
Dad runs a restaurant on Wilmslow Road. None of your neon lights rubbish. Proper authentic, apparently. Plastic chairs and no waiters. But get this. The place is called Aisha's.
That's love for you.
Tahida, the sister, works for charity. Mum's a housewife.
Nothing out of the ordinary?
Nope.
Who are we seeing again?
Name's Carl Fleming.
Such a tragedy. The girls are absolutely devastated, as are the staff.
Of course.
You read about things like this, but you don't think they'll actually happen. Not so close to home. I remember showing the family round on an open day before Aisha even applied to come here. It's horrific.
Their form teacher described her as very promising.
No, not promising. Aisha was outstanding. Destined for great things.
You're head of Year 11?
That's correct.
And you also taught her English?
Yes.
Would you say you knew her well?
Not especially, but she had a distinct flair and instinct for the subject. When you lose a student with talent like that, it can feel, I don't know, personal. But we have to be strong for the other pupils.
Of course.
You will catch whoever did this, won't you?
We're doing our best, Mr. Fleming. What was her attendance record like?
Almost 100%.
But she was absent the day before her body was found?
Yes.
What's your procedure when a student doesn't show up?
The form teacher contacts me and then I normally get in touch with the parents.
What went wrong?
I have looked into this. And the teacher in question did contact me, but I never got the message.
How come?
I was in a senior management meeting that went on longer than it should. Then I had a double lesson, English literature.
So Aisha's parents weren't told she wasn't at school?
I'm afraid not. When you're managing a year with 180 students, things occasionally get missed. I'm so sorry, I feel terrible about it. Oh, excuse me. Yes, I'm on my way. Sorry, I'm late for a tutorial. If I can help with anything else, you will let me know, won't you?
Doesn't look old enough to be a teacher. More like a member of a boy band.
He got that message all right.
Maybe he just forgot.
Fleming doesn't strike me as the forgetful type. He's covering something. Yeah?
Message from Fisher. Apparently, our model student had sex a few hours before she was killed.
Consensual?
Probably. But that's not all. When she died, Aisha Akhtar was approximately 9 weeks pregnant.
Right. See what you can find out about Carl Fleming, English teacher at Lady Margaret's Secondary.
Yes, boss.
Please.
I'm fine, thank you.
All fresh, home cooked. Please try one samosa.
She'd be offended if you don't eat anything.
Don't mind if I do, then.
We've had friends and relatives pay their respects since they found out. They're in the front room. The house has never been so full of people, and it's never felt so empty. Ummi, not now.
How about Kupak and Benna?
I hope the incense isn't too overpowering.
It's fine.
Mum says musk purifies the air. She's been lighting sticks ever since we heard.
Why would someone do this to my Aisha?
We don't know. That's why we're here, to try and piece together a picture of her life.
She was just a normal girl.
A very clever girl.
So we've heard. Can you tell us anything about her friendship groups?
She hung around with Lucy, mainly.
Lucy Marsden?
Yeah. And she played netball, and she was in the debating society.
Did you know Aisha was sexually active?
What are you saying?
Forensic report tells us it's likely Aisha was having consensual sex. And that when she died, she was in the early stages of pregnancy.
How dare you?
I realise it's hard to take it.
You come to my house the day after I lose my child? To insult me? To insult my daughter?
Sit down, better.
I'm sorry, Mr. Akhtar, but we need to ascertain the facts.
What use are your facts? My girl's gone. She's gone.
Dad!
We haven't finished!
Let him go.
Ami, can you get some more tea?
Huh?
Give her a hand. Tell her.
Hey.
Miss Akhtar.
Tahida. Look, I'm sorry. My mum's blocked it off. She's cooking and cleaning around the clock. But my dad, he can't find a way to bear it. All he wants to do is lie down, close his eyes. Says when he's awake, he keeps thinking she'll walk into the room. It's like he can't see the world without her in it.
Right.
Aisha was born after 10 years. My mum kept miscarrying, you see. Sent her crazy.
Yeah, I can understand.
All my uncles and aunts wanted my dad to have a boy. And when Aisha came along, they felt sorry for him. But he said as soon as he laid eyes on her, he fell in love. He even gave out Asian sweet to the extended family. They only usually do that when boys are born. He's suffering so much. I don't know how we live without her.
He has to talk to us.
No. You will. There is something. Aisha had a boyfriend. I couldn't tell you in front of my parents.
Because he was white?
No, worse. He was a Sikh. Culver Baines Coles. Works in a takeaway up the road from Dad's place.
What's it called?
The Rasoi.
Did you know she was pregnant?
Yeah.
She told you?
We were close. She was planning to keep it. Coles wanted her to. He's a good kid.
Tell your father we'll be back.
When will you release the body?
Hopefully in a few days.
Mum wants to take her home.
Home?
To be buried in our village in Pakistan. It's important to her. Says it's the last thing she can do for a child. Suppose that's a mother's love for you.
It's a
best samosa I've ever tasted, that was. The mum was bringing out a tray of lamb kebabs when you dragged me away.
Maybe you should wait for the other sister to get killed. She might stick a tandoori chicken in the oven.
All I'm saying is I need me lunch. Any less than three meals a day and the brain doesn't function properly. What use am I to the investigation if I can't think straight?
Why don't you go back? Knock on the door. Afternoon. I know your daughter's just been murdered, but can I have a doggy bag?
So what else did Miss Actor say?
I told you.
Oh, I forgot. It's Tahida to you, isn't it?
What's that supposed to mean?
I saw the way you looked at each other. Her with the big brown eyes, you with your beady blue ones. Don't tell me I'm wrong.
You're worse than wrong.
Can't blame you. That is one classy bird. Hey, they don't drink alcohol, so she'd be a cheap date.
Tanner, have you ever, once in your life, looked at a woman without thinking of sleeping with her?
Never. You know, the Asian girls at school, they were always the prettiest, most feminine. We couldn't touch you in case the brothers or dads came after you. Like forbidden fruit.
If you're going to start reciting poetry, you can walk.
So let's say the dad finds out about the boyfriend. He goes mad at Aisha and loses it completely.
Motive's there. But where's his window of opportunity? Claims he was at work and then he kipped in the flat upstairs. The staff backed that up.
And they're bound to cover for him.
Customers saw him too. And the flat's clean.
He might have slipped out.
Not according to the CCTV. Let's see what the boyfriend says.
What's the name of this place?
The Rizoi.
Curry Hut, Eastern Promise, Ritzar Grill.
Must be up here somewhere. Sue.
Update from Fisher. The lower part of the victim's body was washed.
What?
There are traces of some kind of soap or lotion. They're still trying to identify what it is.
Any idea why?
Maybe a botched up attempt to get rid of the semen. Who knows?
Keep me posted.
One more thing. The teacher, Carl Fleming's phone records suggest he was closer to Aisha than he said. Three calls to her mobile in the week before she died, each over an hour long.
Why am I not surprised?
There are texts as well. Nothing intimate, but he's definitely crossed a boundary.
Okay, Sue. Wait for me at the station. Welcome to the Rizoi, D.I. Tanner. Oh, you get.
Where are you going?
Fleming. You talk to the boyfriend.
Cole's phoned in sick a couple of days ago. Haven't heard from him since.
See?
There you go, sir. A proper homemade Punjabi thali.
Cheers, mate.
Have you tried him at home?
His parents said he'd be at work.
What's he done?
Just want to talk to him.
Because of that girl who got stabbed.
What do you know about it?
Cole's was seeing her, wasn't he?
And?
Said he was going to marry her. Stupid fool.
Why fool?
Them Sally wouldn't let one of us near their girls, never mind get married. If they found out he'd even looked at her, they'd probably bomb the takeaway.
Bit strong, innit?
It's what they're like. They keep their women locked up until they're begging for it, like that girl. Hey, don't you want your kebab?
No, sir.
What did you think of the samosa?
I've tasted better.
I felt compelled to support an exceptional pupil.
If she was that brilliant, why did she need so much attention out of hours?
My role is also to provide pastoral support.
Is that what they call it now?
I'm doing my best to cooperate with you.
Why didn't you tell us about the phone calls?
I should have, I realise that. But I was worried you'd get the wrong idea, like you have now.
Were you sleeping with her?
What? No, God, no.
Was she pregnant with your child?
Aisha was pregnant.
Nearly 3 months.
God.
Have you ever been to Ashmount Primary School?
Never.
But you know it?
I've heard of it. I believe it's on the other side of the city.
Close to where Aisha's body was found?
I'm a secondary school teacher.
Do you know anyone who works there?
No.
Anyone who's ever worked there?
Look, Ashmount is a world apart from Lady Margaret's. I can't believe you're suggesting that I could harm Aisha. Quite the opposite is true.
What is true, then, Mr. Fleming?
Aisha was talking about leaving home to be with her boyfriend. I was trying to convince her to stay, to at least take her GCSEs. I wanted to encourage a bright pupil. Our conversations became more familiar. She began to see me as a friend, a confidant.
Go on.
The day before she went missing, she said she wanted to run away. I would have told them, the family, she was absent, but I thought she needed some space to think. I was sure she'd come back. Aisha's parents were supportive of her education, but she told me they'd be devastated if they ever found out about her boyfriend and they'd stop the relationship immediately. She had a right to live her life.
They had a right to know where their daughter was.
I admit I've been foolish.
Why didn't you tell us this before?
Because I knew I'd get into trouble for not reporting her absent. Because I'd got too involved. She was extremely gifted. I suppose I just wanted her to fulfill her potential.
Made you feel good, did it? Her needing your guidance? Her valuing your opinion?
I would never, could never hurt her like that.
So where was she running to?
She said they liked the seaside. Southport, I think.
Boss?
One moment, please.
DNA sample doesn't match Fleming's. Definitely wasn't him who slept with her that day.
Any link to the school?
Nope. Fleming's a high flyer. Ashmount Primary, or Asbo Primary as it's more commonly known, isn't quite his scene. Not a blemish on his character. Until he met Aisha.
So did he just get too close? Or is there more?
You're going to have to release him, aren't you?
For now, yeah.
I'll do it.
Tanner.
Call via Baines has legged it.
When?
His family haven't seen him since the day Aisha went missing. I've had a look around and his wardrobe's half empty. I've put a flag on his passport.
What are the parents like?
Scary. Mum says she's going to give him a good hiding when he turns up.
Do they have any clue where he's gone?
If they have, they're not saying.
I think I've got an idea.
What?
Pack your bucket and spade.
You look knackered.
I'm all right.
Why don't you go home?
Well, there's a question. Did you see the best friend's family? The Marsdens, isn't it?
Yeah. Apparently Aisha was the adopted ethnic. She taught them how to make a decent biryani, and they told her parents she was staying over when she was really with Coles.
Quite a quid pro quo.
Lucy's pretty traumatised.
That's what happens when your best mate gets murdered.
Boss, are you all right?
I've been cross-referencing names from Ashmount. That school produces enough crims to fill a prison wing.
Well, it isn't a tough area.
Yeah, but it's all public nuisance and drugs offences. No connection to Fleming or Mr. Akhtar or Aisha. I can't find anything, Sue.
We're all doing our best.
It's not good enough.
What's wrong?
I'm missing something.
A decent meal if the colour of it's anything to go by.
Hey.
Come on. I'll buy you a meat and potato pie.
DCI Stone?
Yes?
We met at the press conference. Do you fancy a drink? On me?
No, thank you.
How's the investigation going?
Contact the press office.
I may have some information that could help you.
And what's that?
I've been looking into Aisha Akhtar's family, and one of her cousins may be in the country illegally.
Well, you'd better alert the Home Office immediately.
I also uncovered some benefit irregularities.
Get lost.
Do you have any comment?
I just made it.
Is it true Aisha Akhtar's father's a suspect?
I've nothing to say.
Maybe the community leaders have got a point.
What are you talking about?
Come on, let's go.
They're claiming you're not taking the case as seriously as you might if the victim were white.
Like you care. You don't understand what we do, how we do it, why we do it.
Boss.
Get off me! All you want is your story.
I could report you for this.
To who? Huh? I'm the copper, remember?
You wait. This is going in the paper.
Good. I look forward to wiping my arse with the front page.
Nice view. Very peaceful.
Yeah.
You on holiday?
That's right.
On your own?
Why do you want to know?
I'm here because of the same reason you are.
What?
Aisha Akhtar. Better come with me. Wait! Stop! Kulvia! Oi!
You can't run off sand, you idiot!
Leave me alone!
What was
got to be Shoe now.
I haven't done anything.
What are you running for then?
Morning, Sue.
Boss, the search team have just dug up a knife. Looks like it's the one.
Well?
No DNA, but it's a model typically used by catering operations. Say a restaurant.
Let's go.
Nice tiles. I think I'm getting kitchen envy.
Someone around here's got OCD. Not a fork or a serviette out of place.
Any knives missing?
Doesn't look like it.
Well, according to the chef, Mr. Akhtar's got a phobia of cutting up meat. He even employs someone to do it specially. If that's the case, it might have been hard for him to hack his daughter to death.
Mm.
Oh, and he's depressed, apparently.
Aren't we all? So where is he?
Lying down in the flat upstairs.
Maybe guilt brings on post-traumatic stress.
It's through there.
I'll go. You keep talking to the chef. Mr. Akhtar, it's DCI Stone. Mr. Akhtar! What are you doing? Get down.
I'm trying to tie the sheet, but the knot keeps coming undone.
Look, those light fittings aren't really built to hang yourself off. Now, Mr. Akhtar, will you kindly get off that table? Come on. Did you see Aisha after she left school on Tuesday afternoon?
Can you please answer the question?
We can do this here or at the station. Our officers have recovered the murder weapon. We want to know if it came from this restaurant.
You think I could kill my daughter?
In my business, people do the strangest things.
You think I keep my girls under lock and key?
We've never suggested anything like that.
You know, we serve the tastiest kebab roll on the mile.
So they say.
Everybody comes here. Rich and poor, white, black, students, faces from the deli. I welcome them all to my little patch of England. You know, my girl, when she got a place at the best school in this city, and on the first day, she turned up in a skirt, not in a hijab. When Tahida wanted to play the piano, all the family used to say, "Why are you letting her do this and that?" You know why? Because I believed in this country. I believed until the moment it took my child away from me.
Why were you trying to kill yourself?
What's the point?
Tell us why, Mr. Akhtar.
Because I am guilty.
What exactly did you do, Mr. Akhtar?
I did not look after my daughter. I should have collected her in the car. Because these streets, the streets in this country are not safe.
Dad.
I used to collect her when she was small. You know, she used to give me the picture she has painted. I should have been there.
Dad, stop.
Please, please take me away. Please take me away. Lock me up, please.
I'm sorry, I need to answer this. Stay with him, sir.
He won't speak to me.
Try taking off your kiss me quick hat.
I mean it. One yes, five no's and a couple of grunts since we left Southport.
Any form?
No, he's quite the boy next door.
Get a swab.
He's done. Oh, and the super's trying to get hold of you.
What for?
Some community leader's been spouting off, accusing us of harassing the dad.
I've just saved his bloody life.
It sounds like the council's got involved. Message is, if there's no evidence, back off.
Well, you can tell him it's my job to find out who killed that young girl. Not pussyfoot around small-time politicos who care more about votes than the law.
Not sure I can remember all that.
Just stay with Baines. And get someone to keep an eye on Carl Fleming. He's still in the frame.
Can I talk to you, please?
Yeah, sure.
I left Ab with the lady officer. She seems kind.
She is.
Did you see them all? Staring.
Yeah.
I'm risking a lot standing out here with you.
How's that?
You're a white guy, a copper. To some, you're the enemy.
To a lot of people.
My dad's not like that. You do know that, don't you?
I'm not interested in what people think. It's what they do that concerns me.
Do you mind if we walk?
Sure.
Hi, I'll ring you back. Sorry, that was work. They've been really good.
Glad to hear it.
I'll go back into the office in a few days. Work's a diversion, isn't it? Stops you thinking. I love my job. Too much sometimes.
Look, you said you wanted to talk about something.
What if Aisha was killed by some random stranger?
I don't think so.
Why? Because she was running away.
I can't discuss the facts of the case with you.
Aisha had run away before.
You never said?
She was that type of girl. Headstrong. A bit spoiled. She wanted to wear makeup, dance like Rihanna, go on X Factor and all that.
Sounds like your average teenager.
Look, it's not my dad. It can't be.
Why?
Because Aisha always came back for him. And when the two of them got together, me and my mum were like bystanders. Aisha was my sister and I loved her, but she wasn't perfect. And my dad wouldn't hear a word said against her, never mind hurt her. Times have changed. And nowadays, our girls are either the sort getting boob jobs or the ones going on Hutch.
Which are you?
What do you think?
Bit of both. I'd better get back.
What about releasing her body?
Not yet.
We need to bury her. She deserves to be at peace.
Sue.
Just took a call from one of the old fellas who frequents the pub next to Morley Park. Says he remembers seeing two men running across the park around the time Aisha's body was likely to have been dumped.
Right.
There's more. He says they looked Asian, clean-shaved, wearing overcoats.
Bring him in. Take his statement.
Sure. So what did Tahid Akhtar want?
Asked me to lay off her dad.
She might have a point. DNA samples from the scene are back. No match for Mr. Akhtar. And we can cross Fleming off the list. Fisher confirmed the samples suggest whoever killed Aisha is likely to be South Asian.
How about Colvier Baines?
His DNA report isn't here yet.
Chase it up. What are you scared of, Colvier?
Not you.
When was the last time you saw Aisha?
Not sure.
We know you had intercourse with her the day she died.
Why are you asking then?
We understand that Aisha was carrying your baby.
Can I have a drink?
Diatana. What are you shaking for?
Hey?
Your hand. It's shaking.
Freezing in here, isn't it? You lot want to turn the heating up.
How did you meet?
Dunno.
Tell us what happened the last time you saw Aisha.
Can't remember.
Colvier.
Is there any food here?
Food?
I'm starving.
Interview suspended.
What are you doing?
He's a rabbit in headlights pretending to be a hard man. We need to change tack. This is where we found Aisha. She was punched around the face, stabbed repeatedly.
I don't want to know.
You must want to find out who killed your girlfriend. And your baby.
Shut up!
Suppose you feel like your life's ended as well, hmm? All those plans you made together?
Stop, please.
Sacrificed so much to be together, didn't you? Hmm? You were going to be a family. You, Aisha, and the little one.
I loved her. I loved her so much.
I know you did. I can see.
I didn't protect her.
From who?
I don't know. I wish I did.
Someone took your future away from you, girls. You can make them pay for what you've lost, but I need you to help me. Tell me what happened the last time you saw Aisha.
I picked her up from school. Borrowed me mate's car. She packed her bags. And we were excited. And then I started driving. to Southport. We hadn't even got out of the city centre when she started crying. Asked me to turn back. I argued with her, but she said she'd changed her mind. She couldn't leave. So I dropped her off.
Where?
Usual place. Two streets from her house.
Did she go home?
I'm not sure.
Why did she change her mind about running away?
Said it had caused too many problems for her dad. I think in the end, she was too scared.
Of her dad?
No. The person she was most scared of was her mum.
What?
Boss, need a word.
Wait here, Cos. What's up?
Sue just called. They've identified the substance used to wash Aisha's body.
What was it?
Sounds a bit weird, but Fisher reckons it was some kind of oil. Probably musk.
Musk?
You know, like the perfume.
Like the incense. Get a squad car to the Actar house immediately.
Okay.
Tanner, put your foot down.
There's lumps on the road.
Then go over them.
What happened?
That old bloke didn't see two men running through the park. They were women.
Car's on its way.
Mrs. Actar!
What's happened?
Tanner, you look upstairs.
What the hell are you doing? You can't just come in here like this.
Where's your mother?
I don't know. Out camping, probably. What the hell are you doing?
Got a good selection of knives.
I don't know what you're on about.
Keeps this place pristine, doesn't she? Four types of disinfectants under the sink.
So what?
Must have been a right mess in here that day. All that blood, your mum's clothes must have been soaked.
No, whatever you're thinking, you've got it wrong.
Your dad's lying in bed, but the mum's packed up.
Where's she gone? Where?
You won't find her.
The hell I won't.
Birth through the glass. She's queuing up. Come on.
Get a stitch. Mrs. Rabina Actar. I'm arresting you on suspicion of the murder of Aisha Yasmin Actar. Please, come with us. Stop struggling. Your mother. She was about to board a plane to Islamabad. But I guess you knew that.
Where is she?
In a cell downstairs.
Oh, you can't keep her there. She can't
express herself. Is that why she murdered your sister? Because she didn't have the words.
I have to translate for her.
We've got an interpreter.
No, you don't understand. She needs me.
Like she needed you the day she killed Aisha.
I'm not saying any more.
She washed Aisha's body with musk oil, didn't she?
No comment.
Because she wanted Aisha to be pure. Just like she purified the air with incense sticks after she'd killed her.
No comment.
Miss Actar, for your information, we've recovered a black bag dumped close to Morley Park.
Do you have any idea what may be inside?
Oh, God.
It contains a pale blue shalwar kameez. Forensics suggest there was an attempt to burn it, but the material was sodden with blood.
Aisha's blood. On your mother's clothes.
Do you have any idea how it got there?
Mrs. Actar's brief's got a grievance.
I'll go.
I got there too late. If I'd come when she asked, I could have stopped it.
When who asked?
Aisha. Rang me when she got home that day. My mum guessed she was pregnant. She could see her shape was changing. We were arguing. I could hear mum shouting in the background. Aisha wanted me to come home to sort things out.
I said I'd be there, but I needed to finish a report. I had a deadline at work, you see. I couldn't leave. Stupid bloody work. When I walked in, Aisha was lying on the floor. There was blood, so much blood, and Mum was crying. She kept saying now there was no more shame. She was saying she'd saved us.
What about your dad?
He was at the restaurant. We didn't tell him anything. Her mum's had problems, like mental problems. They got worse after the miscarriages. That day she looked so tiny, so scared. I had to help her. I mean, what was I supposed to do? I miss Aisha. I miss her so much. Oh, my baby sister. I remember the day she was born. She was so perfect. Dad, I was too late to save her, but I could save my mum. I know what she did was wrong. I know I was wrong. She's still my mum. And I love her.
However you dress it up, your mother's a murderer and you're an accomplice.
Is that what you think of me?
It's what you are.
How can you understand? Your culture, Western culture's falling apart.
If that's what it takes for girls like Aisha to be free, then let it fall. Tahida Akhtar, I'm charging you with the unlawful disposal of a human body and with attempt to pervert the course of justice. The grievance.
You didn't have a warrant for the house.
If I'd waited to get one, Mrs. Akhtar would be flying over Morocco by now.
I don't think it'll be a problem.
You know, it's a wonder our prisons aren't half empty.
Press conference is starting in half an hour.
That's all I need.
It's all right, the super's doing it. Apparently, community liaison were worried about the language you might use.
Who do they think I am? Roy Chubby Brown?
Suppose they don't want to inflame anybody. Start a riot.
If there was ever a reason to riot, it's a girl being killed because she wanted to live her life.
Right, who fancies getting hammered?
Go on, I'll have a swift half.
Boss?
No, thanks. I'm going to pick up Alice from school.
Thought that was Kat's job.
I feel like going today. I'll see you both in the morning.